Next item on the agenda, Dr. Wesson, request for public hearing establishment of the 2007-2008 oyster season.
Last one. Every August, we ask for public hearings in September for the oyster seasons, and since we've been through the Blue Room panel, just briefly, we are going to be incorporating the recommendations of the panel, as well as the recommendations of the Oyster Heritage program that Laura McKay and the Coastal Program put together for us to solve some of these controversies that we had in Rappahannock, to come up with some solutions, which we did, and they'll be incorporated into the seasons that we'll be advertising. We're going to have a meeting, a shellfish meeting, on the 4th, and so what you have in your for the advertisement may not end up being what comes out of that shellfish meeting. I'm hoping that we can solve all the disagreements at that meeting, and we'll come back with little controversy at the commission meeting in September.
Promise me that?
Well, I've invited a lot of people to come and to try to say what they want so that they've gotten a big step in getting where they want. So if they can now agree on how to do it, then we'll be a lot more steps further.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
But we also have to advertise for a change in 260, Regulation 260, which is a culling regulation, because now instead of a minimum cull for the Rappahannock, we're going to have a maximum cull. And we're going to advertise changing Regulation 650 on oyster management areas, changing the wording from oyster management areas to sanctuaries, so that is clearer for the participants. We will also be asking for approval of procurement methods for the Rappahannock River for buying back oysters from the harvesters, these big oysters. We'll buy a certain number every day from the participants. And one thing that's going to be a little bit different that we're going to have to do for the Rappahannock, we'll probably have a permit for that river. And what we've not done before, since this is relatively complicated and these areas will be harvesting, will be changing every year, we're going to have a permit that they'll get, and they'll receive this new type of cull stick, at least for the first one that they be exposed to, that has a maximum and a minimum, and they're going to get laminated copies of the areas that will be open with all the lat longs for the corners, so they'll have them on board the boat with them, so there won't be any excuses for knowing where the sanctuaries are and the edges of the open areas are. So.
Okay. Matters before the commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
So I have a follow-up question for Jim, and that is the Blue Ribbon panel, when it adopted the Rappahannock management plan that was put together by the Oyster Heritage Partners, et cetera, one of the components of that was a sort of an either-or approach to managing these small areas, and that was that you would either open all the areas at once in order to reduce intensive effort on, or prevent, big gold rush into a small area, or that you would have some sort of limited access, that is, to prevent opportunistic entry into an area that had been closed by people that haven't been in the fishery in the past. I mean, one of the goals overall was to try to preserve a fishery for the people that have been in it, since their economic survival is at stake. And my question would be is, if you're asking us to advertise for public hearing, it's my understanding that you're not advocating that all the areas be open at once. And it seemed to me that was an either-or proposition, that you either limited access by requiring, and I think the specific recommendation in the Oyster Heritage Report was that we, in order to issue a permit, we require that the applicant have landed oysters in one of the last 5 years. It was a very low hurdle for a limited entry scheme. But it seemed like that was an either-or option. Would you like to see us include that as an option that we advertise for next month?
Yeah, we can definitely do that because, again, the dates that I put in the regulation are certainly not set in stone. I want to see what the group wants first. If they truly want to stick with that, everything open at the same time, right, and they won't come off of that, then we don't have to consider the limited entry. But if they do want to vary the times a little bit, then we can definitely add in the option of a very low hurdle that you had to have at least 1 year,
right,
or something like that in the fishery in order to participate in the for the permit in the Rappahannock.
Well, it seems to me if we're advertising for next month, maybe we should include that.
We can
and
do that.
Depending on the outcome of your committee meeting in September, we'll have a better idea of whether it's going to be controlled by dates or controlled by...
Right. We can easily do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Matters before the Commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to approve staff's recommendation to advertise for a public hearing and also to add the limited access option that I just discussed.
Second to the motion?
Second
by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Anything else to come before this Commission? Meeting adjourned.
Jim.